Randy, Julie, ready to go?
Ready to go.
All right, Jules?
Yep.
All right. We're on. All right. Good morning, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Kalk. It's approximately 11 o'clock, June 19th, 12th floor of the Capitol. We're reconvening for the administrative portion of our meeting. I don't have any open comments. I would open it up for my colleagues if you have any comments.
I have nothing right now to add.
No, I don't either.
Okay, thank you. We do have a few items on consent. I would move passage of consent items.
Second.
So moved.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay, so now Zach Pelham is going to represent us in Thunder Spirit Wind. Is that right, Ryan? Perfect. Okay, good. It's discussion. Let's get right to it. Daryl, you've got some folks here from HRMS.
We do, and we have Laurie Sarah Hammerin from the Director of Human Resource Management. We're going to talk a little bit about talent management. Laurie had asked for some time with us to kind of explain this program, so I'm just going to turn it over to you. We've got a few minutes, and if you could do that and look on what direction that the commission wants to go with the talent management process. So, Laurie?
And just real quick, Laurie, we talked briefly before we got on the record here. If we get more than about 10 minutes or so, we probably want to reschedule another meeting. So just kind of got to wait until he's out. So. Well, we're glad you're here.
Okay. Good morning, commissioners. I'm actually going to turn it over quickly to a colleague of mine, Darren Chorse, who is our business analyst and who is the HRIS system manager for our development. And we wanted to visit with you this morning just to give you a brief overview of Talent Management Suite, focusing in on e-performance, because that's the direction agencies are going to have an online system. And as we implement additional modules, this is kind of, you're going to want to do this because there are so much interconnectedness to other modules that we're doing. And the next module will be online recruiting. And so at this point, I have with me today Kim Riedlinger-Wasim, who's sitting in the audience, and she is the assigned HR officer to your agency, and she provides the technical support to your agency, as all of us do, but she's the one who's designated as primary. And I would also like to introduce Darren Shorsch, who's our HR business analyst, and he's going to walk you through this, and we'll keep it brief.
Laurie, if I could, I know nothing about talent management, so I need the one-on-one. I don't know if Randy and Julie might know more about this than I do, just to pick a start point, I guess.
All right, and I'm going to turn it over to
Darren. Do you guys have any background in it at all?
I'm guessing it's related to performance management, but
okay,
hopefully
so, yeah.
Darren.
It's very good, commissioners. Thank you for your time this morning. And what I want to kind of just give you an overview of is PeopleSoft's holistic approach to talent management, and that has different parts to it, right? There's profile management. There's e-performance, which we'll talk a little bit more about today, career and succession planning, as well as some manager functionality, HR desktop, and then, of course, as Laurie said, that it's going to tie into the recruitment process for online applications the state will be going to in mid-January. Getting back to e-performance, so we would have online performance documents available for employees within the PSC that would take into account if they so elected to have self-evaluations done initially. They would have the manager go through and do the review on the employee. There's emails that are tied in there, so when the employee completes their self-evaluation, the manager gets a notification that the employee has completed their self-evaluation. The manager is able to review that self-evaluation and put in comments on their manager evaluation and the rate the document also.
Darren,
our managers.
Could I just back up just for a second, please? And I think this gets to what Commissioner Kalk was saying too. As an overview for what you're talking about here, talent management, is this a software program that helps provide a tool for managing staff in all these different areas? So you're talking like online performance management tools and reviews, succession planning, recruiting. It's got all these different modules, but it's a program, a software program, computer
Correct.
Program.
It is part of PeopleSoft.
Okay. Yep, and this is something the state owns, is looking at owning?
These have all been out developed and in use by the state agencies
okay.
for about the last 14 months.
All right.
So when you say state agencies, because I think we talked briefly, like I said, I think the decision point for the three of us today was are we going to look at using this or not is about what it came down to, I think. And I, from my viewpoint, I think it's, we want to try it. We just talked about evals the other day, but what state agencies are using it and kind of the how do you transition? And because I'm sure the functionality is all good and all that, but I'm always concerned about people's time, how we transition to it. We just did evals now, so we got a year to get it done, if you will. But how does what agencies are using it now successfully?
Absolutely. We have about 5,400 performance documents have been created in the system over the last 14 months. So we see agencies such as DOCR, ITD, WSI, the bank is using some of that. We have the DOT is coming online with it. We're spending time with Supreme Court, et cetera. There's
but none of the elected officials have yet ventured down this road yet?
Supreme Court would probably be the ones that come to mind right now.
Yes, they're elected.
Commissioner?
No. Because I think that how do we do this? Like the if we think it's a good idea, which probably sounds like something fair to look at, it's got to be more than a 10-15 minute meeting. We got to have some kind set up to have training modules. Or how would that play out?
Right. We would set up a 90 minute meeting or a 2-hour meeting with an administrator here, decision maker on whether you want to give it the go ahead to go ahead and or at least proof it to the commissioners. And from that meeting, we would take the content that you want to have in the performance document. We would create a proof of concept for you that administrator or commissioners can look and say, yep, this is what we want on it. And we can do some role playing. Okay, I'm a manager, I'm an employee, this is what I see. So you gain that full understanding. And then usually from there, we do some manager training.
So how do we tie in, like, Kim and Daryl and everybody, demand directors are working on these JDQs now, and we have a lot of consternation about that going on in the agency because it's change. So how do you tie in the JDQs which are being developed to what you're talking to know what the employee is going to get rated on, and so somebody doesn't get an eval they like, they can go. I mean, there's a lot of things that could happen here.
Absolutely. Good point, Commissioner. In that part of setting up a performance document is a little bit of a paradigm shift from saying that our performance documents, we run them from July 1st to June 30th every year, so we give them the month of June, okay? Well, the paradigm shift would have that start out earlier with the employee and say, this is what you're getting rated on for 2013-14. Here it is on the document. We've got some goals in there. This is what your responsibilities are, those kinds of things. Share so that employee has a full understanding of what they're getting rated on prior to the rating occurring.
How do you tie that back to what Kim tells us we do wrong sometimes with our what the job descriptions are to what they're rated on?
If I could interject a little bit here, the document can incorporate your goals that you have set for employees, and also we are working so that the system will transition the JDQ job responsibilities to the document. Currently, it's set up to use the class description information, but we're going to fine-tune that as we upgrade to okay. 9.2, and so it will transfer over the job description, our JDQ things, and then there are basic work expectations. There's even some training that you can assign to employees that you will rate them on, and I have been using it. OMB is an agency that is using it, and I can tell you that it is just a phenomenal system. It even provides for you to have some progress notes that you would keep throughout the year that you can incorporate. You can attach documents if employees get kudos or they have other kinds of documents you want to attach to their performance, you can attach that. And it's online, so you can store it online as a historic document. It's just a phenomenal system.
Is it a web-based thing, or is it on app, a software that is loaded to your system?
It is web-based.
Okay. Does it do triggers? Does it provide reminders, like you need to do such and such now and that type of thing?
Correct, Commissioner. There are some built-in triggers that would be date-respondent as well as alerts in the system.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, if agencies want to, and we have some agencies that are interested in doing more frequent evaluations other than annual, and they can do, you know, off probation, they can do quarterly, they can set it up, and we can customize the template for the specific agency. And so it's been...
Is there a lot of data entry with this? Is it time intensive for the folks using it?
Much like when you're filling out a comment area on a performance document currently, you'd still have comment areas. However, some of the tools that are available within the application, say, for instance, you rate the person meets expectations on a certain competency. Well, there's actually some manager tools in there that can give you some predefined comments to start that conversation, and you can import those right into the document from there. So it would kind of bring up the things that say, okay, this is the type of behavior and a person that meets expectations on customer service would bring in. And then the manager can, you know, customize those to really fit the employee.
Sure. Well, so this would be everyone in the agency would be rated this way. So, you know, the Sue's grand inspector out in the middle of the field somewhere, they're going to be rated just like the director that's here every day.
Same system, you mean?
Yep, same system.
All or nothing, yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't be curious to hear Randy and Julie's thoughts, but I think I know what Julie's thoughts. We just talked about this, but I think it's why wouldn't we try it? It's my thought, I guess.
Does it cost anything?
It does not.
I guess what I would like to suggest is that maybe as a next step, that we set up kind of an overview for you and perhaps your managers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And, and then you can see what it is looks like and how easy it is. And the commitment of time is up front when we help you to develop your template and kind of show you in the training. But my staff would help your staff learn that.
Mm-hmm. I think that's good.
Okay.
Lori, you mentioned like being able to do evaluations more frequently. Okay. So that's one example. Give me some more examples of what we're trying to fix. I mean, this is my first time going through the process of our evaluations, but I haven't, I mean, it's work, but it's important work. I've learned from it. I think everybody probably learns from doing the process as we do it now. But until this came up, I didn't see that we had a big problem with the current system. So what are we trying to fix besides being able to do it more frequently?
Well, incorporating all of the talent management suite gives you lots more functionality in terms of succession planning and building employee profiles, the online recruiting solution, and so you move to an online HR system. And so if you don't build those modules into your system, you kind of fall behind, you know, where everyone is going in terms of the HR process. It's similar to when we changed the fiscal process to more online and payroll and moving ahead with technology.
Have any of the agencies that are using it complained about the modules decreasing the amount of flexibility they have?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, I think it probably provides more flexibility to you. And it can be as complex or as involved as you make it. On the performance document tool, you know, you can do a check mark in terms of ratings of people, and how much commentary you want to put in is entirely up to you, but there are aids available so that you can cut and paste some of those. And if you're struggling with what's the right word to describe how I want to say this, there are tools on the side you can click on. It'll actually give you some language. It's just much easier. I also like the fact that it is once you complete a document and the employee has acknowledged you've had the work review with them, it goes to a historic saving place, and so you don't even have to copy it and keep it in the personnel file. You will have a historic record, and it will generate new templates for the next year, and then you can progress. You can add in those goals or corrective action if you want. For the next year, so it's clear what the expectations are for employees. I think oftentimes with a paper process, we get bogged down and we don't do it until the end time. This system gives us an opportunity to record, if we want to, on a monthly basis or whatever basis you want, things as they occur with that employee, so it helps you. And then you can incorporate those notes into the document when you do the document. So
I'm remembering back to when the PeopleSoft thing came on, and then all of a sudden we started finding out we couldn't do payroll at the time that we wanted as we did before, or with the frequency that some different divisions of government, I don't remember all the details of it, but it wasn't all such a bed of roses that everybody was loving so much either. And so that's what it's hard to imagine that many agencies have done this and there's no complaints.
Well, Commissioner Christman, I guess I'm going to turn that over to Darren because he has worked more directly with those agencies.
Commissioner, of course, we look for leadership within the agencies as far as change management. That would be the agency's leadership that we'd be looking to say that you're supporting the product. If not, we won't bring the product in. You know, and I trust that, you know, when you gain some knowledge of the system, that we will earn that trust with you.
Does this feed the existing system that we have all the employee data and information stored on? Is it shared so you're not duplicating?
Correct. That is one and the same, Commissioner.
Okay. All right. So this basically takes the paper process and computerizes it.
Right, and gives you reporting functionality both administratively and managerially. You're able to look at the documents much quicker and the assignment of them.
Right. Similar to when you move anything paper on, you have a whole lot of different functionalities. You can use the data in a whole bunch of different ways and change it and tailor it and all that.
So do you have some dates when you could come do this presentation for us?
Not at this time, but we can certainly work with Daryl or whoever you would like to coordinate.
It's impossible to schedule stuff with the three of us. So maybe we'll add to scheduling. We'll pick some dates, and maybe you guys could work to those dates. Because I don't.
Do you have a lot of, like, are you pretty booked up? Or can we pick a date and have a likelihood that it's
up until August 19th, yes. We have flexibility until that point. After that, we'll be moving into another project, which would be the online recruiting, and our time will be much more committed to that project.
Okay. Well, we could see if we can scare up between now and August 19th. I just had one last question. Can you do a phase into an agency where we pick five people and try it, or is it better to – what has your experience been in the –
Commissioner, in my opinion, that's the best approach is to do a pilot within an agency.
Okay.
Number one, it does give the administrator of the agency that experience with the process so they can become the agency professional and understanding the application. And it also helps kind of define or work anything out that if you commissioners would like something changed, it helps us kind of iteratively adjust the template very easily to get what you'd like to appear or the way that it would function.
Okay, and then the timeline, there's got to be some, if we don't do it by some date, we're not going to be able to do it this evaluation cycle. You know what I mean? Like, if there's got to be some cutoff date.
Last month.
You know, like, we couldn't start this in March of next year. There's no way.
No.
But I'm guessing if you don't do something this fall, it means we don't start till the next cycle.
Again, the flexibility within the system, commissioners, has a wide range of capability, and it's more
in politics,
more aligned, more aligned to the leadership.
We've talked about looking at some of our performance standards and that sort of thing. I would envision we have to do that now because employees need to know if that
Absolutely.
Sort of stuff is changing, and we need to work collaboratively with them on it. So I would envision we proceed with that, and all of what we do will translate into this system if we decide to go with it. And if we decided to wait a year, we'd wait a year and implement it the next year. But Correct. We could proceed ahead on our work, get your briefing when we can get it on the schedule, and then decide from there.
Excuse me.
No, part of the system actually is to develop the process and to develop the template, and that is flexible. As you want to change the content on the template, that's doable at any time. It's flexible.
Okay.
But at least you start the process and start to familiarize staff with how it works.
Okay. Well, we'll do that. We'll add it to the schedule today, and then we'll have Daryl get back to you with the dates. And is there anything else that you want to make sure we knew today? Or this?
I don't think so.
Okay.
We were there. We're a phone call away, and we're glad to help.
So I might wander down and visit you guys individually more once this is done, and especially Kim, to make sure we do that pass off. But okay.
Absolutely, Commissioner. I'd welcome any to give you a test drive anytime.
All right. And then maybe Steve, our IT guy, Mike, would be good to have. He's not here today. It would be nice to have him maybe. Daryl, if you can make sure Steve gets on board, because our IT guy will see demons in this somewhere. So it's good to have his input.
Thank you for that, Commissioner.
Well, that's what he does. He's good at it. So, all right, thank you both. All three of you, I guess. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, so we'll add that one, Daryl. What do we call this? Talent management?
Talent management.
Okay. Next one.
Can I just one comment about, you know, I've looked at this a little bit, and it has some significant merit, but I think as Laurie and Darren both said, the upfront part is there's some work involved there.
It's and your
so
job, Darryl.
I don't know, and I think there's some significant merit. It's just that you need to understand that there's going to be some work up front.
Absolutely. Okay. The esteemed Commissioner Fedorchak has commission agenda and paperwork deadlines. Here you go.
This might already have taken care of itself, but I sent out the little note last week Wednesday asking that staff get the paperwork filed as often as possible by Friday, unless there's some late reason or late case that arrives that we want to work in. I do want to maintain flexibility to work in stuff that arrives late, but if something's on your desk and you expect it to be on the agenda, it really is helpful to get the paperwork by Friday. So that was all this was about. All the paperwork, I think, was in, and I had a full file to take home over the weekend. So thank you all for doing that, and appreciate continued efforts moving forward in that regard.
If I could, Julie, Esther, it's not Friday is the deadline, though. Isn't the deadline Wednesday?
The deadline usually is Wednesday.
Well, the deadline for the agenda items.
For the agenda items, yes.
Yeah, okay, for all the paperwork, I think. For me, Friday works. I don't need to have all the paperwork the day of the agenda. But if you know it's on the agenda, then
we want to just whatever we should just have. Okay, so if Wednesday is the agenda items. If we're going to say they have till Friday, why do we have the deadline for Wednesday?
Because I have to get the agenda out on Thursday.
Okay, so we have to get
Friday, but then.
Okay, I understand. So you get the agenda out Thursday, then you're saying. So why would we give them till Friday? Is my take it even a step farther?
Well, I was being realistic, and when I will probably look at it, I'd love to say I'd look at it on Thursday, but I think I can do it on Friday if you want to make it Thursday.
Well, I just think whatever deadline we give to staff and we hold to it becomes what we hold to it. Otherwise, there'll be some individuals, I won't sell any names at all, but they'll always add things on Friday. So I don't know. But I'm looking at all of us. Usually the commissioners, we're the biggest problem. Because we'll have something that we'll add. But Esther, if the agenda is the 90% solution, most of the challenges I think that we get is people adding stuff Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I would agree with that.
Or right after the agenda comes out.
Well, I think we stick with the Wednesday time frame, and understanding that you're more flexible, but if we try to hold to that Wednesday time frame.
Well, you want to pay for it on Friday.
See, the paperwork, I think, is the piece that is.
I see the point. Yeah, for me personally, I agree. I'm with you, Julie. I don't look at the paperwork probably till Monday. I don't even look at it Friday. But I don't like when we're always adding stuff. So if they get the items in the agenda, and as long as the paperwork comes in later, that doesn't bother me so much. It's when we start adding agenda items.
Well, what she's saying is to have it by the weekend, the paperwork, so by Friday.
Yeah.
End of business day Friday, so you can review the paperwork if you need to over the weekend.
So right. We're still looking at the agenda being confirmed and completed by Wednesday.
So what do you say about adding agenda items then? I think I missed.
I think the agenda deadline of Wednesday is solid. I think we should keep it as that. But I am also, you know, when things come in at the last minute, if it's a, you know.
Okay, I see your point.
Citing case or something that needs to be on the agenda because they don't want to wait. The company doesn't really want to wait 3 weeks over the summer for it. I'm open to adding them late, but that should be the exception, not the rule. I mean, that should happen a couple times a year, not every month or every meeting.
Okay.
I would like the agenda on Wednesday settled, and then I'm fine with getting the stuff by Friday, close business Friday. I would prefer to have it for the weekend.
Commissioner, on your email you talked about any additions to the agenda after Wednesday would have to be approved by a commissioner. Is that
That's true.
That's still, okay.
It's any addition after the agenda comes out. So if she puts the agenda out, if you want to add something to it, we need commission approval.
Even if it's a discussion item, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was what our policy was anyway.
Mm-hmm. And that makes sense. It doesn't need to be all three of us. Just one of us has to do it. Randy, I don't know what your thoughts on this. We've been talking a lot over on this side of the bench.
Well, I don't know. I'm torn on it. You know, we set these rules and then we break them.
Well, that's...
you know, generally... I don't know where this rule even is found. But,
rich tradition, brother.
You know, I think everybody that's listening and the rest of the agency should get the word of what we're looking for here. We need, whenever possible, almost always, unless it's something unique that comes in late that needs to be addressed quickly, though, we need the agenda set on Wednesday. And we'd sure like the paperwork for over the weekend. But that I don't want it to then mean that we don't want the paperwork until Friday, so then all of a sudden there's this surge that every bit of paperwork comes in on Friday that it can't be done on Thursday or Wednesday. Frankly, if it's ready and it can be there on Wednesday, it ought to be there on Wednesday already. And, you know, if you happen to have somewhere that you're going to mark on and leaving on Saturday morning and coming home on Tuesday right before the meeting, it would have been nice to have had as much as possible on Wednesday, so you're not doing so much last reading when you get back Tuesday night. So I guess I just don't want this to seem like the ideal time as opposed to the deadline. And when something is ready, we should all strive to get everything as up to date as possible, I guess. And that comes from somebody who's typically behind.
Well, and I brought it up because it felt like the last meeting, it was Tuesday, when I had a complete folder of materials to look at, and that was not enough time. So,
no, fair enough, because it's not so much a chance to review the paperwork, it's review it and the questions that follow and mm-hmm. the changes. And, you know, we could get in a habit if the commissioners don't get a chance to review stuff, we just start holding stuff over on meetings, and that's not what we're trying to get to either.
Right.
So, okay. Any more on that? I think we got that.
That's good.
Clarified.
Thank you for everyone for getting on the ball and getting it in this week.
I remember the same discussion in March of 2009 with Commissioner, what was his name? Clark and Kramer. And they said, as long as we get it by Tuesday, we're fine. Remember that, Esther?
Yeah.
So this is a good move we've made. I'm happy for it. All right. Let's see here. Sarah Cardwell, data request and certificate. Certificates, I can't even spell it, to pronounce it, Data Request and Certification Telrite Corporation. I think I shouldn't have had a hard time reading today. All right, what are we doing here, Sarah?
This is a follow-up to the last meeting where we talked about having a group of questions that we could ask all potential Lifeline ETC providers, as well as having a set certification document like we do for the citing cases.
Perfect.
So these are examples that we could potentially use in terms of questions and a certification document.
So has Telrite been given anything since our last work session?
No, they have not.
Okay, so they're waiting, I'm sure, for us to do something on that. And our thought, I guess, for Andy and Julie jumping in here, was that we prepared this list of questions that would go to Telrite, would also be the same set of questions we would ask Nexus, who we have today at 1:30, and now Boomerang, we just heard from today. Is that's the way I guess I'm hearing you say that we're thinking about this?
That's correct.
That sound what your intent was, Randy, on that?
It does, and Sarah's really done a nice job of, I think, gathering information on this subject, and we visited a number of times and trying to get a feel for how we make sure that we get services out to people that need services and yet don't invite activity into North Dakota that we don't really want here either. I have a couple questions, though, Since last time we talked, that I just want to clarify on the certification document. Number 12 is that, and this is part of the FCC guidelines, is that the company will advertise the availability of the supported services, and goes on to talk about media and such as that. But how do we make sure that that gets done? The Lifeline provider that was approved last year, have we ever checked to see if they're advertising anything or doing anything? I don't know the answer to that. Or does number 17 on the next page cover that when we say that they agree to maintain records and preserve it for our inspection, that they would have to be keeping a record of their advertising that we can investigate?
That would be true, but there's nothing that says we can't call the company and get copies of their advertising if we need to, want to.
So number 12 would be an example of one of the things that number 17 requires.
Yes.
Would this be similar to other certification documents that the company certifies that they're doing these things, and then if we get a complaint from somebody then that they aren't, then we pursue it? But they're certifying that they are, and that's as far as it goes.
That's the way I would envision it. Is it exactly? If we get a complaint, they're not doing something they say, we'd request a work session or an informal or something. They would say their side of the piece, and we would say get the complaint with their concerns, and we would sort through it. And if they weren't doing what they said they did, then we could, I guess, rescind something. Did legal get a chance to review this at all? Not that it's not a good product, but I don't know if Ryan, did you get a chance to look through this at all? Okay.
One more question. Is this an entirely new document? We haven't done this certification before, or is there just additions? Do we add to it? I can't recall.
Wade Mann, who is here in the audience, he did this for Telluride, and so there's some changes to the document that Telluride has already signed, but this is basically the form that Telluride did. This is the certification. But so all I did was try to clarify a few areas that, in particular, Commissioner Christman had said he was concerned about. So it's definitely clear that we are concerned about avoiding duplication and also ensuring that people on the program are definitely eligible for the program.
So, Sarah, can you point out those changes on here, on your revised certification document?
I should have.
So am I correct in understanding that this, we have used a certification document before? That's been our procedure, but now we're just tweaking it a bit.
Well, Telluride, Simon. Wade? Did you represent?
Sarah, let me just jump in. This whole ETC thing is brand new. We've never had this ETC Lifeline only with no storefront before. So this is all kind of new in this case.
This is the very first one that...
No, this is the third one we would be voting on. The first two, the commission at that time just approved it, basically,
right.
Informal. So this would be the first time we've asked a ETC-only one. Now, Pat may know historically if we've asked for certification like we do for USF dollars, so there's not a clean answer to your question. We've used certification for other areas.
We're closer, though. In the first two that you guys approved, did they sign these?
No.
Did they? Okay. So this is new then?
For this case.
I guess if I could add a little bit of history. We've been designating, the commission has designated a lot of ETCs, but they haven't designated Lifeline only ETCs, just the one that we've done so far. But the even Lifeline only ETCs need to certify to the commission according to the commission's rules. There are certain things that they need to certify to when you look at our rules. And in the past, we have asked companies, other companies that have applied for ETC, to certify that they're going to do those things. certification has taken the form of affidavits. It hasn't necessarily looked just like a siting certification that we've done, you know, but this does look more like that, like a siting certification.
And this is new then?
I would consider this to be a new document, but it's not a new policy or a new method.
All right.
Okay, so where are we at then? I guess you want the commissioner's feedback. If there's something that they want changed in this, then this is the chance to let you know. And then if we're good with it, then we can proceed, is what I think I'm hearing, understanding?
Correct.
And I do have a few more questions on the document. And this first one, you know, I'm looking for other examples too, but I'm getting back to number 12 on advertising the service. Is there a negative to companies if they're just trying to fill out a map somewhere that they're certified, but they're not going to do business here anyway? Is that something we want to avoid, having, you know, a whole bunch of carriers that don't do any business here? So should we put on a requirement that once we give them approval within some time period, they have to be advertising this service and doing business here, or it gets revoked? Or do we just want a long list of people who have helped blacken their national map?
I'll entertain Julie and Randy's thoughts on this, but I think we're past the point of a work session, a quick discussion item. This is now into a work session mode, because that's a pretty detailed question that I think the goal for Sarah was to give us this. If we had concerns, what we probably should do is schedule a work session and you give those list of questions ahead of time. Otherwise, I don't know that we can wrap all this up.
Okay.
Because, I mean, your questions are valid, but I think you were hoping for us to look through this and say it looked good, or a couple quick questions, and I think we're into much more detailed questions now.
It sounds that way, yes.
No, this is really good.
And maybe we could defer some of that to this afternoon. I don't know.
Well, is that okay with you, Randy? I think we're into the mode of work session right now. To where the point of the work session would be take Sarah's document, any concerns that we have, get up to her ahead of time, and then we go through the work session. She can answer the questions that you have or Julie has or I have. Okay, here's my question. Here's her answer. And then we come out of that work session with, yes, this is our document. We're going to either, we could even call it a Telluride work session, because we're going to either approve this document and give the Telluride to sign, or we're not going to approve this document and Telluride might approve Telluride anyway.
Could we just offer our changes or concerns or questions individually with Sarah, offer changes to this and send around a revised and approve it that way?
I think
so. Without creating another work session?
Yeah, I mean, we can do all those things. The point is, as long as we're doing something, I guess.
Does putting it off, I can't remember now for this afternoon how the status of the Nexus one. Is that just to set a date?
The Nexus one? No, the Nexus, we're having an informal hearing on Nexus's case to request ETC status. And so the point is, this document, for me personally, is that I will use this to ask a lot of questions of the company in the informal that then becomes part of the record that they've answered the question. So we kind of have three different things going on here. We've got one document that we're looking at, potentially a form we have, anybody requesting lifeline-only ETC sign. Then we also have three pending cases in front of us that have to be resolved. I shouldn't say three pending, but for sure one pending and one we're going to have an informal on. So I think we're mixing all this in and out a little bit. So back to where we started again, I think we have to get information to Sarah what your questions are. So, Julie, you're recommending that you give Sarah your questions and you work through it that way?
I'm fine with that, because I don't anticipate having a whole lot.
Okay. And Randy, could you do the same, give Sarah your questions?
Yep, I only have a couple.
Okay. And then, Sarah, then could you then get us back out another draft document?
That works for me.
And then you just email it to three of us and get our thoughts on it.
Correct.
And then, Ryan, can you review this, whatever comes back with that?
The first page, the data request for wireless lifeline-only providers, tell me what that is compared to then you've got the certification attached. Remind me what the first page is.
Well, Last time we met about this issue, one of the things that came out of that discussion is perhaps we have some generic data requests that we ask of all potential Lifeline-only ETCs. And so that is what these data requests would be. So how I envision that we would make this work would be that we get an application from a potential provider, say Boomerang, and we make sure that Boomerang gets these data requests and anything else that we can think of when we read through their application. So we have answers to these questions for all providers.
Good. I think that's a great step. And have we asked Telluride for these things?
Not specifically these. They might have answered something similar, but we have not asked them these.
Until we finalize the paperwork, there's no sense in them responding back to it until we get it finalized.
That's correct.
But there is still the begging question of maybe we don't even want the companies to certify this. I mean, we haven't decided these cases yet. We're proceeding on this, but we still have other issues at play.
Well, I think there were some questions that we wanted answered so we could make a decision on Telluride.
Yeah. And that's
where those are.
That's exactly what happened. This started out to be a document to go to Telluride for them to answer the questions for that hearing. And it's been expanded into this is a document for all ETCs.
Okay. Which is great. But how do we get the questions to Telluride and back so we can make a decision on that case?
We have to
give the questions to Telluride to answer.
Okay.
But to your point, Julie, as soon as the three commissioners agree that this is a document, then we get it to Telluride.
Right.
Were there any other questions the commissioners felt needed to be asked that aren't on this first page?
I think that's what they want to look at.
I think that goes back to all three of us have to look through this. And this is your last bite at the apple, if you will. You get one more chance to give Sarah your tweaks, and then when you come back with, we'll move with. Okay. Woofta.
Sorry, I just got this morning, and I didn't have a chance before the meeting.
Goes back to your paperwork. If you'd got it a week ago, Wednesday, you'd have a chance to review it, right? All right. No, Sarah, good work on this.
Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate it.
Just one question. Do we want to, you're going to review this, and then we'll put this on admin agenda then?
Well, I already have down a note that we're going to schedule a work session for Telluride at some point today.
Okay.
We're going to schedule it. And if we can get this back and all this beforehand, we could maybe move on Telluride before a work session.
Okay.
But if we need to get Telluride work session scheduled, because Telluride is kind of getting left behind in our decision on this because we're trying, I think, encompassing all these other things.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
All right. Sarah, is that clear enough then? Will all three be talking to you?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Mr. Lehan, case procedures 345 KV line going from Berthold around the lake. Oh, I'm sorry, Ellendale.
That is the MVP line.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about drafting a notice of opportunity and putting it on this last agenda, but I thought we've got time to just to make sure that that's the approach the commission wants to take with this. Is a notice of opportunity sufficient for this point in the proceeding? Or from my viewpoint, from staff, I'd have no wanting to put on any kind of a challenge to it or anything. I mean,
you thinking the other option is to have hearings?
I'm thinking we don't need a hearing.
How many miles is this in North Dakota?
There's 10 miles of it in North Dakota.
Okay. Yeah.
And then the rest of it is in South Dakota.
So we issued the notice of opportunity. Anyone that has any concerns is given their opportunity to request a hearing. I would say that if the commissioners look through it and we would have something, I don't know that we've all, I mean, I've looked through it, but I don't know if we've all had a chance to look through it, but if there's something that one of us would want a hearing on, that's probably I don't know if we've all had a chance to do that.
Nothing popped out at me, but.
So you reviewed the 10 miles and you didn't see anything in there of any concerns?
Well, we're not citing it in this case. This is just for PCNN. So just a certificate of need.
And we're not citing it because it's less than the threshold?
We will cite it.
This isn't the citing case. Oh, okay.
We will cite it in a different case.
Oh, I misunderstood that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, in that case, I have no concerns about doing that.
It's just the PCNN for it. you know, there's a new statute that we have that gives the incumbent the right to build these. So that's at issue here, too. So it would be our first time that we have a transmission PCNN like this for the under the new ROFR, our new ROFR statute.
Right. Okay. Randy, any thoughts?
I'm fine with Jerry's recommendation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Going once. Okay. So this will be fought for next week's agenda then? Or not next week. When is our next meeting? Three weeks.
Next agenda, I'll have it on.
Is it 3 weeks? Wow. Okay. All right. Thank you, Jerry. That was easy. All righty. I had one here to add for on this OMB letter that we received somewhere in here. All three commissioners received an OMB letter telling us what we need to do here. Designated lead compliance person to coordinate agency compliance efforts. Orientation for NDPERS. Daryl, does that, I see Shar's in here too. Does that, Daryl and Shar, is that you guys to work on? Or Shar, can you help us in this a little bit?
This would be directed. As a matter of fact, they're just asking for somebody to be designated to lead the compliance person, the agency to coordinate this. So I'd see that would fall under my portfolio. So if that's up to the commission.
Well, Shar, are you comfortable with all this stuff going on here? You take pretty good care of us. Sure, you do a good job keeping care of all the Blue Cross and Blue Shield things, and there's a lot of changes coming and how that's going to have to be laid out.
Well, this is all kind of part of it.
Basically it. All right. Okay. So I just wanted to confirm that with Randy and Julie. That was okay, I guess. All right. Okay, and I also had one more here. Automated telephones. We should have a short discussion on that. I don't know if Mr. Cawley's out sick today or something, but the... I guess my thought with Randy and Julie is that the decision was made last December, maybe even earlier than that, about going to automated phones. And I've had a lot of feedback from stakeholders. They don't necessarily like the automated system. I'm not for throwing it away completely, but I think maybe we need to tweak it till we get more interface with actually people answering the phone. So I would just be curious to hear both your thoughts on that.
My inclination is... And I would be curious to see some fresh statistics on the number of calls that we get in a day or in a week or a month or something. I don't know how consistent weeks are. But it seems to me that most calls ought to be answered by a person for an agency this size. I know at one point, and I don't even know where I got this information, it's just something I was told at some point along the way, that one of the problems... from days gone by where the phones got kind of overwhelming was because one company had our number kind of prominent on their billing information. And I get electricity from that company, and I just looked at my billing information, and it has a address to write to if they want to contact us.
Disconnect notice. It's when they get a disconnect notice. That the billing, that our number is more prominent, I believe. It's not the regular bills.
Oh, okay. So, you know, I'm thinking that that should have solved some of the problem when they changed their billing.
Yeah.
Until I see some numbers that makes this appear overwhelming, I would like to see most of our calls be answered by a person and that this automated answering be a backup situation for, you know, sometimes you got to leave your desk for a while and there's no one else available to be the second or third answering person and then the machine picks it up.
Okay. Commissioner?
Cheryl sent us updated numbers, I see, this morning, so we can take a peek at that. Not now necessarily, but I do think we should sit down, have a half-hour work session to look at the numbers. I am with Randy. I never have liked automated answering systems. The very first time I called the commission, before I was a commissioner, I was disappointed that the agency has an automated phone system. I found it difficult to work through. Now I find it difficult when I'm on the road to actually call anybody on staff unless I have your direct number in my phone, which I don't. So if it's hard for me to make it through the system, I'm assuming it's really hard for customers as well. So I look forward to taking a fresh look at this, and I'm with Randy. I tend to think that most of the calls should be answered by a live person, and an automated system is a backup if we can make that work. So that's where I hope to get back to.
Okay. Would it be okay with Randy and Julie if we put Daryl and we kind of did it before. We had Daryl and Steve. It would kind of basically come up with a proposal when we switched to automated phone system. If we could have those to come up with a proposal, switching back to a hybrid automated system, where maybe we still have, if it's an MDU Otter Tail or something customer, it kicks the automated, but then the rest come to us as just a starting point to let them develop something, and they could talk to us individually, and then when they come back for the work session, there's a proposal that we're talking about instead of, you know, wasting the time, because I think they can come up with something. Sure. If they talk to us individually.
I think it's important to look at what was proposed and what's been implemented, because I'm not even sure that those are the same, and look at what the data is as a result of what's been done and how the calls are coming in, and then decide what we need from moving forward. And it is a bigger picture because it affects staff time, and staff, you know, is busy doing other things, so it falls into the a bigger pot. But I think if we're unified in our goal of having somebody answer the phones, then we can, all those other decisions fall into place after that.
Okay. Randy, sound reasonable?
Sounds reasonable.
Okay. I don't have anything else for discussion. Randy or Julie, do you have anything else you wanted to hit on? Okay. Good meeting today. Next then, scheduling matters. Overview for staff of Commission's Employee Assistance Program with St. Alexis Prime Care. Char. You grab a mic there. Thank you, sir. So you need some time for everybody, huh? Okay.
I put the first one on because we have so many new employees, and we have the employee assistance program, and we should have an overview of what they do. And we do pay a premium every month for each employee to utilize them, so there are all kinds of issues. You can go and get pretty much free counseling. So we'd like to have them come out and give an overview, but then we added, it's a little bit mandatory that we have some drug and alcohol abuse training or what have you. So EAP does do that as well. And so that was also put on the agenda. Today, when I called for some dates to set up presentations, Tom Olson is the person I work with there. He suggested we split it into staff and supervisor kind of presentations for the drug and alcohol abuse seminar. And that he could put each session an hour and a half and do the EAP overview in front of each one of those presentations. So he gave me some dates, and I don't know if you printed them from the memo I sent you.
July 1st, 15th, 16th, 17th. Is that the one, Char?
That's right. And each one would take an hour and a half for the staff, would be not including supervisors. That would be an hour and a half, and then the supervisor's overview and presentation would be something he said he could put back-to-back if you could come up with a three-hour period. And I looked, these are dates that I looked at, the hearing room was available. Okay. He was available, and I could see on Randy's calendar, I didn't see yours, but the other two commissioners, but I assume that it's pretty much the same unless you have something else on your calendars. But if you want to do them back-to-back like that and have two separate presentations.
We're never going to get all the employees here at the same time.
We will not.
So I'd say that, and I'm speaking for me, that I just
But the hearing room would be important.
Sure.
You know, availability, so.
Just a personal comment. This also falls under that risk management requirements that we have to look at when we start talking about, you know, it's like we have that requirement for the state about harassment in the workplace. Mm-hmm. We're also supposed to be doing something in terms of drug and alcohol, which is, okay. You know, all city agencies are supposed to be doing that. The APA thing, too, I think is very important for us. And again, as Char alluded to, we have a lot of new employees. And there are some changes that occurred with EPA as well. And we do pay for that service, which is a, you know, again, something that human resource management has set up for us, and all state agencies have the same EPA process. So I think we do need to kind of move forward with that as well. And I know that's a scheduling issue, and I know...
Oh, no, but let's just check right now. I mean, the 1st is bad for me, but the 15th and 16th are open. I don't know what they are.
Gone that week.
Okay.
So the only date that of those that works is the 1st for me.
Fair enough.
Is it... we all have to be here?
And, you know, that would be up to you. It's, you know, I don't think it... how mandatory it is for...
Well, let's do this. Let's do...
We could have two separate dates.
One July 1st and one July 16th.
Okay.
And whatever commissioners can attend will attend.
Okay.
If that's what
you
want
to do. And they'd be happy to do that. It's not, you know...
Because the more bites of the apple we have, we'll get more people.
Exactly.
And the guys are in the field, and Sue's inspectors are out there, and Pat's pipeline people. So if we could set up a parallel thing on the 1st and a parallel thing on the 16th, then we could at least get two shots to get everybody there.
So would you go ahead?
So we pick two dates. What happens to the employee or employees who have conflicts on either one of them? Is there some...
Individually, assistance by Char and Daryl maybe or something.
There's no trouble for them. Or is there any trouble for us as an agency if we fail to get a certain percentage of people into these meetings?
We're offering it.
All that it says in the... process is that we have to provide it.
Okay.
Well,
I think then the 1st and one of those other date choices.
I guess as a goal would be to try to get as many of the staff, if not all the staff.
Would it be desirable to have one in the morning and the other in the afternoon, or both in the morning?
I don't know. I don't think, you know, Monday mornings might be a little bit tight, so let's do one Monday morning and one Monday afternoon.
And I do want to put the caveat that I'm looking at some meetings in Fargo on the 1st. So I'm not even 100% sure I can be on the 1st. So if you see another date that you think works better I think it's good to split them up, though, and not have two on the same day.
Right, exactly.
So I mean, go ahead with the 1st if you want.
We'd have both sessions on the 1st and a duplicate on the 16th.
Okay. All right, let's go with that, Char, because we can wordsmith it to death. And you just get that scheduled, and we'll put it out, and whatever three of us can be there, perfect.
Okay.
So good work, Char. Patrick.
I mean, there'd be two sessions on the 1st?
Two sessions on the 1st.
Morning and afternoon?
No, it would be back to back.
Okay.
So that he doesn't have to come back. You know, so there'd be, let's say they start at 9 to noon. There'd be an hour and a half for the employees, and then at 10:30 it would be the supervisors. And then the next date, maybe I'll put it for the afternoon if that's desirable.
The best chance for like the inspectors is for an afternoon session, I think. They can come in the morning, then they can come to Bismarck.
So you think you can talk to them and get them here by the 16th of July?
That's a Tuesday, so they're trying to go out on their route on Monday. For the inspectors, Mondays and Thursdays.
Monday would be PM then.
Yeah, just put it in the afternoon.
And then
switch it around.
The 16th, we could do AM.
Okay.
That would be the 15th, wouldn't it?
Char wants to go Tuesday.
Oh, you said, I didn't know which one you said, 16th or 15th.
I think Pat was saying that the Mondays would be better than Tuesdays.
Mondays are better for inspectors.
Okay. Doesn't make any difference to me.
In the afternoons.
The 1st is on
Monday.
Monday.
Yep. So if you want to have them, if you want them to have two chances to make it, I'm just thinking that maybe they could both be Mondays and they could be afternoon sessions.
I think you're right. I think the morning would be easier for supervisors.
Right. So then we'll take the other one will be the 16th is the AM. Right.
We'll just work out the
Okay. All right. Sounds good. All right. Thank you.
But get it, Char, you make the call and then get it out to Esther so we can get it on our schedules quickly. Otherwise, the 15th and 16th and 1st will fill up. All right. Good work, Char. All right. Sue, we need to reschedule our license renewal work session.
Yes. And I don't envision it taking a lot of time.
Who wants the work session here? Us?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. in nothing particular, just the process in the,
no,
as a whole,
we're
right?
Going through any that might have outstanding issues that we need to be aware of. Any before they're all approved.
Any concerns, right, with licensees before we actually would renew a license.
Okay, now I recall. Thank you.
When's it scheduled now?
It was scheduled for yesterday and had to be canceled because of the evaluations.
Okay, so do we have any proposed dates, Sue? Are we going to try to figure this out again?
I think I'm pretty much open for the next couple of weeks, so if the commission has something.
Now here's the problem, because I'm out a week, Julie's out a week.
Are you out next week, Brian?
No.
What about Monday afternoon? Oh, no. Monday morning.
Well, actually, I'm out Monday, Tuesday.
Oh,
I'm speaking. Wednesday's fine.
I'm in Devil's Lake on Wednesday.
Okay. 27th in the afternoon. I guess just go day by day almost after the late night council.
Yeah, that would work.
It works for me.
Rancher, does that work for you?
Yep.
There you go.
So June 27th at?
Could you say 2 o'clock just in case we get hung up at the late night meeting a little bit?
All right.
So that's number 3 here.
Yep.
Yes, 3. Okay, Fairmont Minerals, Mr. Fawn.
We have two. We wanted to have a work session on Fairmont Minerals, and I would like to add to Fairmont Minerals also a compliance plan came in from Environmental Materials, similar type of thing, you know, compliance with weights and measures.
Well, could we do that after Sue's thing on Thursday?
Let's do it, 3 p.m.
Okay. So 3 p.m. Randy, that work?
Yep.
Yours take an hour? I can.
1 hour.
Let's
you got 1 hour.
For an hour and then we can start this one earlier if we need to.
Yeah. Oh, I see your point.
If we're done in an hour, but
we can't.
We'll talk for an hour.
Just schedule it at 3 and we'll stick with it. Unless, because we need time to come up for air sometimes and check our own emails and other things.
The other question.
There's a lot going on in that, too. I can see us talking about other stuff, bigger, broader issues on licensing, you know, just.
Yeah.
In general, insolvencies. Ugh, it seems like that could easily get to be a longer conversation.
So
we have to note that then if we're going to discuss insolvencies.
As they relate to the licensing, not any specific ones, but just, you know, licensing and.
Okay.
Okay, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. NSP PI meeting, I had a date that was sent to me, I think all of us. They recommended August 6th, they being XL Energy. And they also, there was some individual discussion with Mr. Sparby, who's going to come out and try to meet with us individually. But August 6th worked for me for a PI meeting, but I didn't know if that worked for Randy and Julie.
Works for me.
Put
it in yours, Julie.
Oh, it's already in there. Okay.
Okay.
What's the time?
Well, could you, let's put it in, when do we usually, what time is it in your schedule?
8 a.m.
That's too early. usually for NSP we do them in the afternoon so they have time to get out here. Is that afternoon okay for you, August 6th?
Looks like it, yeah.
1 o'clock.
Okay, August 6th at 1:30. And then who can close the loop with NSP on that one?
I can do that.
Can you call Dave Cedarquist? Because he sent, and can you talk to Dave, tell him the way to schedule stuff is to go through you, not to, because he, I don't know what he did here, but he sent all of our assistants a note trying to schedule with us, and that's fine individually for Mr. Sparby, but he wants to schedule a PI meeting, it needs to go through you.
Okay.
So, okay, good enough. Formal hearing, Thunder Spirit Wind, Mr. Leon.
How about as close as possible after July 30th?
How about August 7th or 8th or 9th? I'm good all 3 days. Let's see how our colleagues are.
What did we do? Oh, that was the 6th that we just scheduled some.
Or even the 1st or 2nd?
I think those are already booked, my friend. Otherwise, I'd have thrown them out there.
The 9th would be a possibility. Where is this at?
Hettinger.
We cannot do it on a Wednesday.
The 9th is a Friday. The 8th is a possibility, too.
8th works for me.
8th or 9th is fine for me, Jerry.
Okay, 8th.
Does the 9th work for you, Randy? No?
Not well, but it can.
See how those use both of those.
Let's the 8th or 9th? Or?
Let's pick one, Julie. Get this locked in. Do you prefer the 9th?
I do, but Randy prefers the 8th.
I'll deal with it.
You'll go with it? All right. So we do it in the morning because you like morning time.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do 9 o'clock, Terry. 7?
A.M.
7 a.m. What time zone is Hettinger there in Mountain?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know how long it takes us to fly to Hettinger.
2 minutes. It'll be quick. Let's go 9 o'clock their time.
I was kidding. We can set it later in the day.
No, I think it's a Friday. Let's get it done. So let's go 9 o'clock Mountain time.
Is
10 our time, so it was really the same for us.
8:30, 10. Okay. I had it at 9:30 in the hearing notice.
Which we haven't broadcast out yet.
No, I can change that to 9.
Yeah, let's go 9. Yeah. I mean, that's a flight, I think, over there, because that's too far to drive.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So 9 o'clock on the 9th.
9 o'clock on the 9th. Beautiful.
All right, thanks.
No, thank you, Jerry. We're rolling here. Finally, formal hearing, S.J. Lewis. Patrick?
Sometime in September.
Sometime in September. Now we're talking, Pat. that'll be in our office right here, correct?
Correct.
And Labor Day is the 2nd, correct? Commission meeting the 4th and 5th. 6th, 9th, 10th. How about the afternoon of September 9th? How does that look for Randy and Julie?
What is it about 9 lately? August 9th, 9 o'clock, September 9th? Yeah. It's okay with me.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, Patrick, would that work at, let's say, 1:30 on September 9th in our hearing room?
My understanding is that should work.
Okay.
There's quite a few people to line up for it, but I believe it's going to work.
All right. Well, if it doesn't, let us know as quick as you can, because September is better than August. Right. Okay. Perfect.
One other item, I guess if we could go back to the work session on Fairmont Minerals and the Weights and Measures work session, would you be willing to entertain adding a few other issues in there? Weights and Measures issues, such as scales installed on floating slabs, something that's not allowed in our rules. And
I'm also okay with whatever you want to talk about, aren't you, Julia?
Yeah.
Randy? I think whatever you want to talk about, Pat, just make sure you notice it properly.
Okay. Very good. Thanks. Okay.
You have till 5 o'clock, Pat. It's 2 hours. And Ryan's got a golf game. Okay. Talent management. We just went through that. We just told him we were going to pick a date, right?
Right.
And he said before August 19th, once again, 9s, right, Randy? We scheduled... What the heck? So you're busy the 7th and 8th, right, Jules? 9th is bad for us, the 12th.
Are we in August?
Mm-hmm. We're in August now, yeah. August 13th looks really good for me. How about for you two?
Yep.
Okay. Randy, the 13th of August?
Yeah.
Okay, what time do we want to go and do that in the morning right away? 9 to 11 or something?
Yep.
Does that work for you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Roger?
Yeah, the earlier the better for me.
Okay. 9?
9 to 11.
9 to 11.
On what day? The 13th?
13th.
Wait, I was in September.
August will be a Tuesday.
Well, we just scheduled... I have tentative PI meeting.
That's on the 6th.
That's on the 6th.
Well, how did that get in here all of a sudden? Did we talk about that date one time?
We may have, I don't know. But that's where they have different...
So we don't have a PI meeting on the 13th of August.
No, on the 6th. But you may have Dave Sparby coming on the 13th. That's why I got confused when he was trying to... No? Okay.
I think with that, he's just going to come to the PI meeting.
Okay, good.
And you don't have to have separate...
Okay, so if we don't have a PI meeting on the 13th, then we can do this dashboard thing.
Okay, perfect. Alrighty then.
You want to do a Telluride work session.
Good point.
That one needs to be sooner.
Well, how long do you think it'll take to give Sarah your comments so she can produce a draft to come back.
I can get them this week.
Okay.
Maybe I could get them.
Rancher?
Today yet.
Today, okay. So you can get us something back by Monday. So we could do a... Basically, is Telluride expressed that they're interested in signing whatever we come up with and moving on? Or have you heard any discussion with them on that, Sarah?
No, I have not.
Okay. Okay. So, but the point is we could have that as early as late next week, if that makes sense.
Sure.
As early as late next week.
I mean, this should really not require more than just a very brief meeting. Now we've got what's a very good draft. I mean, I have just a couple questions on it. And
well, what I'm saying is we should schedule one, and if we don't need the work session, if we're prepared to vote on it, we don't need a work session. But we should schedule one just in case.
Okay.
So we don't have to have a work session to vote on. If we come back and we're all happy with this and we prepare an order and we vote on it, we're done. But if we don't schedule a work session and we don't agree on something, then we got to come back and reschedule everything again.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, our next commission meeting isn't until July 10th, so there's a two-week
We could probably end up having a special meeting somewhere in there. Well, shoot.
Well, I think I'll have my questions answered by the end of the day, so really just as soon as we can, because I would like to either... I'd like to come up with a plan for how we're going to handle all these.
Well, I'm open Friday, this Friday. Like, Julie, how's your...
Medora.
The Medora of the Badlands. Do you want to call in?
Mm, no?
No. Okay.
I mean, unless that's the only option for Monday.
24th.
On Monday, I'm in Dallas at that energy conference. The 26th, what was that again? That wasn't... What's the conflict for the 26th?
I don't.
Let's do Friday. I can call in. That'll work.
What time works best for you to call in? Because I'm pretty open.
So, are we deciding the Telluride thing, or is this? Are we deciding the certification document and finalizing that? What's the point?
The goal
of
for the work session would be to finalize Telluride. The document. We'll go through the document, and then we'll make a decision on Telluride. By Friday, whatever time the work session is, you'll have given comments to Sarah. She'll have given them back to you. So okay. We'll have a smooth document to look at and say, okay, we found this document, and then we'll decide if we want to apply this at Telluride or not, and then we could get a decision on that. That's why
I'm going to have to do it next week because I will be on all day tomorrow and then overnight and then Friday. So how am I going to get the document back and go through everything, blah, blah, blah. That's...
Then the 26th, I guess, is the next time.
Would there be time after the weights and measures? And
we have two work sessions on the 27th at 2 and at 3.
4?
Do you remember when we did it the last time?
No, that's not a good idea.
Oh. Gets a little loopy.
What's the 26th you said? Is that okay, Julie?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do the June 26th. Did you have a conflict?
Wait, nope. Ooh, I got to look at June. I'm sorry. I was in July.
Hey, don't Scott.
Good.
Okay. Yeah, I am in Devil's Lake that day, but I can call in there, and I will have had the paperwork and
everything
in hand.
Okay, so let's do it June 26th. Can you call in at what's a good time?
Any time other than noon.
10 o'clock.
Okay.
And then what we can do is, based on that, we may schedule a special meeting, too. All right. Holy cow. What have we forgotten now?
So June 26th, 10 o'clock.
Yes. Okay. You and I will be here, and Sarah and Julie will call in.
Can we back up?
All right, let's make sure we're all square again. Yes, Jerry, you'd like to back up.
Okay. In Hettinger.
There's no airport.
No, we're good there. But at 9 o'clock, the sound guy won't have had enough time from the time they can get the building open until the sound guy gets set up and we're ready to go.
Fair enough.
So we'd like to put it back at 9:30 and hope 9:30 is close enough. We might end up waiting for him for a few minutes.
See, we usually set the meetings for 10. They show up at 8, takes them 2 hours to get it set up. If we started at 9, they can't get into the building.
So you're saying we should stick with our esteem. But 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock is 10 o'clock this time.
Right. But the building there that we're having the meeting at 9 doesn't open until 8.
What and building
he
is
he
it
needs
in?
To be there at 7 to start getting it set up.
If that's what it takes for the sound guy, I'm okay with that. Are you okay with that, Randy?
I'm just wondering what building it's in.
The courthouse.
so I can't just walk over and open the door.
Actually, I think they were...
Don't mess with the sound.
Yeah. But 9:30 is fine with me.
9:30? All right, 9:30 it is, Jerry.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Fawn is still seated at the table. What do you got, Pat? Anything?
We do schedule the automated phone since we're going to have a work session.
I think let's get a draft. Let's
oh,
do
yeah, yeah, you guys...
Yeah, we're going to get a draft. Okay.
You and Steve come up with a plan, run it by the three of us, get a consensus, and then we'll implement it.
Okay.
Be sure the plan includes...
Okay. Going once, going twice?
The data.
Like Julie, going once, going twice?
I'm good.
We'll close the administrative portion of our meeting.